Talking all things agriculture, planting the seeds with Asanda Beta on SAFM.
On Planting the Seeds, we speak to Minister of Economic Opportunities for the Western Cape Government, Beverly Sheffer, talking about the Ebenezer land claim. My name is Asanda Beta. Thank you for joining us. Minister, welcome to Planting the Seeds again this morning, and thanks for making time for us here on SAFM.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Today, talking about the Ebenezer land claim, which has just had a handover of title deeds in the Western Cape, rather. Can you give us a bit of history and background in terms of where this comes from and what the basis was for the claim to be even a claim?
Well, Sandra, this is a really what we call our flagship land reform project. It's a 22-year-old unresolved land claim, and it was very clear cut. It was it's a 3,990 hectare piece of land in Ebenezer, out in the Matsikama district. Was given, I think, over in 1625. Was given to the local people at the time. But what became the problem was that certain amount of the farms were in dispute by the current landowners. So there was a court case pending, and what came out recently was the courts separated the disputed farms from the rest so that we could actually start giving those title deeds. So 22 years later, some of the beneficiaries had passed on. We're talking about over 2,000 beneficiaries to the area, highly productive space. Finally, the president was able to get those title deeds over to those farms now and to secure really an opportunity for these farms to become productive commercial farms and contribute to the agricultural sector in the Western Cape.
So, as you said, it involves 3,990 hectares of commercial farmland, and this claim is the largest agricultural restitution claim in the Western Cape. How many others stand out in terms of claims in the Western Cape? Maybe we might not have the exact number of how many claims are made, but the major ones.
Well, the thing is, there's two different claims. There's agricultural claims, and obviously there are urban claims. And I mean, urban land claims, I have no idea. Mm. In terms of agricultural land claims in the Western Cape, I mean, we've still got a number of government farms that we look after. I think we've got four that we look after on behalf of national government. But this is the only restitution claim in the Western Cape.
So what happens now then with the beneficiaries having had the land or the title deeds given over or handed over to them? Because, as you say, it is an agricultural land. Are they going to get assistance? Do they have guidance in terms of what to do with this?
So Asanda, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture has been supporting them for a number of years already, because we knew that this was a claim that was going to be resolved in any event. And we, you know, the reason we have a number of 72% success rate in support of land reform is exactly this. We go onto the farms where beneficiaries have received land, and we help to support them through how to run their business plans, how to manage finances, how to, access to markets. All these things we help as a Western Cape government in order to ensure that they become successful landowners. And that is why we stand by the 72%, which we do these research studies and every year. It's very, very important to be able to ascertain our success as a department to support land claim beneficiaries.
What do you see, Minister, as the contribution of this case or the Ebenezer land claim being to land reform generally?
Well, I think one of the things I raised with the President on Saturday was our biggest challenge to success of land reform is the delayed around processes and infighting or whatever other challenge that is facing land reform beneficiaries. We need to fast-track land reform so that we don't have these disparaging differences amongst the community property trusts or the Community Property Association that manage the beneficiary or the land on behalf of their beneficiaries. So the fighting and the challenges that happen within is when we delay these things so long, because some of the people and the beneficiaries have passed on, and so second generation may not want to farm. We must make sure that land reform is given to willing farmers, not ones that want to sell off the land and take the money. That's very important for the sustainability of agriculture to the Western Cape and to South Africa. So we must track fast-track land reform. And secondly, what is becoming even more important, and I've urged the President to consider this, we cannot give land reform, we cannot give land over to beneficiaries if there's no security of water. That is now becoming absolutely pertinent. And we know that Ebenezer has water, and that is important to the success of their future project that they take forward on that farm.
Thank you. Always a pleasure chatting to you, Minister. Thanks for making time again.
Thank you, Sunda. Bye-bye.
Bye. Minister of Economic Opportunities in the Western Cape Government, Beverly Schaefer, talking to us here on Planting the Seeds about the Ebenezer land claim. My name is Asanda Beta. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye for now.